Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Waiting is like my least favorite thing in the world. The impatience factor is high with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to manage it.
Okay.
But it's definitely a thing that, like, the hurry up and wait is no.
No.
No, I like to be able to, like, hit a sweet spot, let magic happen. Oh, you get there and then the thing is happening. Like, I hate to, like, get there and have, like, it's like the airport. It's like,
oh, now I will say this. I time trains that way so that I can just, like, walk up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there and I get on and that's
right,
that.
Like that harrowing morning that we ran to the train after a that night of ginger brandy. Ginger brandy.
ginger brandy.
Ginger brandy.
Which, welcome, you know, to welcome stage. To the stage, ginger brandy. Yeah, that was great. Like waiting for bagel sandwiches.
And trying not to
throw
up.
Running to the train.
On the stairs
getting onto
the train.
The train, yep. Trying not to throw up.
That was
the train.
Sweet spot moment for us.
That was. Mm-hmm. That was. I think I have
no waiting involved.
Evolved in my sort of feeling on waiting. In my older years, I'm like, well, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, traffic is traffic.
Yep.
The wait at the checkout line is what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do have to say, once at a movie theater, I was with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We were seeing Little Women.
Uh-huh.
We wanted popcorn and drinks. And the line was
horrendous.
50 people long.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the, like, Stubbs member line.
So you just, you were like, I'm going to buy and become a Stubbs member.
I paid to become a Stubbs member.
Also, Stubbs member isn't great.
Not great. To get into.
Rethink that marketing.
To access that short line.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you do what you have to sometimes.
Do what you got to do.
I will say, if I'm prepared with a book or
that's different.
Or with a crossword, then I'm like, all right,
oh, yeah.
I can wait. This is fine. But if it's just like mindless scrolling, I'm like, this is gets old real fast.
Yeah.
And so,
but sometimes you just have to do it.
This is the world we live in. I recognize it. And I too have evolved. It has taken me some time, but I'm not becoming a Stubbs member anytime soon.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national parks.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
At the national parks.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
At the national parks.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge while exploring Yellowstone National Park that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Eastern Shoshone, Crow, and Cheyenne people.
So this was our second day camping in West Yellowstone.
Right. We had done all of
West Yellowstone town.
The day before.
The day before.
Your trinketed our little heart experience. Out.
I cried.
You did. I found him in mm-hmm. the corner of mm-hmm. a store screaming. In
my dark corner.
Your dark corner.
That's a callback or a call forward, depending yes. on where the episode lands.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dark corner. Yeah. Yeah. So,
and we had to get up early again.
Oh, yes.
Very, very early, because in order to get into Yellowstone before anyone else, we had to get in
early,
like by 5.
Yeah. So it wasn't as bad as what we'll explain later, which was our glacier adventures, but it was still very early.
Very
we had just
early.
Just come off of a week of very early glacier adventures.
And the other thing about Yellowstone in particular that we were told was that everyone does it early in Yellowstone mm-hmm. because they know how busy it gets. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we have to be even earlier than the early people.
Right.
And we were, because when we were in there early on, like at the beginning of the day, there was hardly anybody in there.
Right. Early and often, folks, it works.
Early. So,
but this was also when we crafted the mega sleeping bag.
That's right.
We were a little unprepared for how cold Yellowstone was going to be at night. I think we both sort of overlooked that fact because we were checking the weather in Glacier, assuming that would be our coldest destination in the evenings. And surprise.
Little did we know.
So we had to basically join our sleeping bags together like Wonder Twins, and our mm-hmm. powers activated into a fart-filled bag.
Right?
That's right.
I
keeping
mean,
us
we
warm.
Were eating dehydrated food,
yep.
so it had to come out somehow.
That's true.
If that geothermal camera would have been there, it would have just been like puff, 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 puff.
Exactly,
puff,
exactly. Right. But this KOA was really like, that
yes,
West Yellowstone
again,
KOA.
We can't say enough about mm-mm. the West Yellowstone KOA. It was
living
wonderful.
Our best lives there. This was like luxury shower zone. Dirty, though. The floors, because it was just wet, and not that it was like filthy because it was for lack of care or lack of cleaning.
No, it was it always was cleaned like, the day. Like yeah. they cleaned it like yeah. after everybody had showered yes. at night. So,
but
made
with
sense.
Muddy feet and, you know, tile right. floors, you get muddy floors.
Yes, you do.
Welcome to the stage. Getting up early was our goal, and we had big plans for day two at Yellowstone. Our original itinerary was to only spend 2 full days in Yellowstone
and
then to drive to Tetons.
And what happened on this day is why we ended up having to do 3 days in Yellowstone.
But more on that later.
You yeah. will find out. Mm-hmm. There's like, basically we're taking this day in Yellowstone and breaking it up into this episode and the following episode.
Right. Because so, surprise adventures.
We did a lot on this day.
We did. We expected to do more, but alas. Right.
Alas.
Mm-hmm. Stars were not aligning there. But anyway, getting in early is the best case scenario. We really had no traffic. Basically, we hit and drove by a lot of the things that we were driving by the
same
day before.
Stuff,
artist
right.
paint pots, some of those first geysers that we stopped at. Eventually, we hit Madison Junction, which is basically where you would choose whether we would drive the upper loop or the lower loop. And since we had done the upper part of the loop for the upper loop the day prior, we were headed down towards Old Faithful and Grand Prismatic.
So we turned right.
We turned to the right. Yep.
And headed south,
right.
essentially.
Yes. If you headed to the left, it would take you back up to Norris Geyser Basin. And at the top, that would be at the top part of the lower loop.
The day before we had turned left.
Right.
Well, no.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had turned left and that had taken us to Norris Geyser Basin.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it took us to
Lamar.
Mammoth Springs mm-hmm. and then eventually Lamar. But this day, we were turning right because that was going to take us where we wanted to go. So we were headed south.
Right. Correct.
Correct.
As we were driving in, another reason to get up early is the light. And we got some beautiful light. And again, also, it's cold. So we also get this beautiful, unearthly geyser steam.
Like
rising everywhere.
Like we could not believe our eyes.
Right.
Right in front of us.
Correct.
As we were driving south.
Right.
You know, that's like an English language problem I
it
have,
is.
Actually. Anyway. So
more on that on my grammar podcast.
Right. Called Grammar Corner. Okay.
It's a companion to my dark corner.
Right, exactly. Right,
exactly. We're in the middle of July at this point, like squarely in the middle of July, but it is freezing. It is
in
like
the morning, it is freezing.
40 degrees freezing. We're in full tights. We have wool caps on. We have sweatshirts.
Sweatshirts,
we
the whole
bundled
night
up.
Layers. That's how we were dressed.
And we had to buy extra sweats coming in on our way down from Glacier. So we definitely were embracing our warm weather gear here.
Right.
The little we had. That is something that adds to the steam and the kind of like...
And it adds to the views. It adds to the ambiance.
Yeah.
It adds to the whole experience.
It adds to the ambiance. It does. We, as we're driving, see signs for Firehole Canyon. This is a one-way driving loop road. We didn't do this, which we probably could have, but I think... From what I've researched, doing it early is sort of the best thing to do because this is one of two like main swimming hole areas in the park.
Oh.
So it sort of gets packed out.
I didn't even know about this.
We saw a few cars dip that way, but again, we were kind of early, so there weren't that many cars on the road at this point. I'm sure when we were coming out, it would have been incredibly mobbed just based off of how crowded the park gets. So I don't think people were swimming at this time of the day, but definitely at least driving it for its scenic potential for sure.
The other thing that we were thinking about at this time was if there were things we wanted to stop at, we probably should do it right then because we were there and nobody was there.
Exactly.
Which is what brought us to the lower and midway geyser basins.
Right.
And the fountain paint pots that are there as well.
Yes.
So all of those things are in the same area.
Right.
My little paint pot. And there's your song. I know. I know. Yep. I heard that song so many times. Mm-hmm.
So this was when we get off and get out at basically what is the fountain paint pot area. This is essentially a half mile walk and it's totally well worth it. We get to see a ton of geothermal features as we are walking this, full of steam plumes and some gurgling geysers, which, you know, is our favorite thing. As we're driving to this, we are driving along the Firehole River, which, again, in the morning was intense and almost looked like things were burning as we were driving in. I was like, there's fires in other places.
We thought there
like,
might have been fire because there was also smoke in the sky.
Yes.
The day before, there was smoke in the sky the day before that.
Yes.
While we were here in this area, there are a number of geothermal features that you can see and hear. Some of them include Celestine Pool, Fountain Paint Pot, Red Spouter, Leather Pool, Twig Geyser, Fountain Geyser, Morning Geyser, Clepsydra Geyser, and Spasm Geyser.
Stop talking about me. This was definitely the both of us living our boardwalk dreams. I mean, you more than me, because I know you live for boardwalks.
I do. I've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. I love boardwalks.
And also not
generally speaking, love them.
Also not having to put on hiking boots yet.
Ooh.
Sneakers for the win.
Sneakers for the win.
Remember.
I mean, we had spent so much time in hiking boots.
Well, this was probably about halfway through our trip in general,
like,
right?
Right in the center.
Yeah. Yeah. So our boots had already seen a ton
and
of mileage.
They still had many miles left to see.
They sure did.
And we're so glad that you do.
We did, you know, the boardwalks were a little dewy, a little wet. We did hear from somebody recently that was like, ooh, I went to Yellowstone when it was really cold and those boardwalks freeze and I totally hate it.
Oh, whoops.
So something to note if you're at Yellowstone when the temperatures dip below freezing for sure. But it was kind of, you know, just a beautiful spot to start the morning and like what a lovely area to start in. We both laughed at those, as important as they are, those signs, those illustrated signs. Which
the illustrated signs.
The like ridiculous outlandish faces of the people that clearly the artist was a great artist, but like couldn't place these people. Like it's clearly like I had a friend pose for me in the most outlandish shocked face possible.
It's true.
It doesn't feel realistic.
It's
drawn realistic, doesn't feel realistic.
No.
But this was like
drawn well,
joke.
But the actual sexual sort of reaction.
No.
My curiosity is like, I'm wondering if, because we remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the intention?
Maybe that's the inside joke.
Maybe that's the inside joke, mm-hmm. is that mm-hmm. they're kind of a little wild, but you remember them.
Right. And that's for good reason, because uh-huh. don't step on that.
Don't step on the geothermal area.
Let's talk about not stepping on geothermal areas like ever.
The amount of people I've seen post, like, mostly this is
shame
on, like,
videos.
Shame videos of people walking on geothermal areas with animals. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like,
no thanks.
Talk about strike two.
Goodbye. Get mm-hmm. out. No.
This is also a land where I come alive, not for the boardwalk, but for the dead trees.
Well, there's many here. There's many, and you're alive.
And I was living my life. It did remind me of this reservoir near my house where it was obviously kind of like floodplained a little bit. And so there's a bunch of dead trees that are there, because this was sort of that vibe too in some regards. Because there's like water, standing water that these trees that are dead are standing in. And the reflections off of the water and the early morning light and the steam, it was just enough to, you know, send me over the edge.
The boardwalk for this area was mostly a loop mm-hmm. that came. I mean, it was kind of like it took off, it made a loop, and it came back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really simple.
Yes.
But the smell was very strong.
Oh.
The smell of sulfur, mm-hmm. super strong here, as with any geothermal area that we found in Yellowstone.
Yes, it did feel like the witches from the Scottish play were just going to show up. Or, you know, the Clash of the Titans, where Caliphon lived in the swamps.
And by the Scottish play, we mean Macbeth by Shakespeare. Because right. mm-hmm. we can say that, because we're not on a stage right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I wanted to defer to the theater yes. Expert.
But you're talking about the Clash of the Titans with Harry Hamlin.
Oh, the original, yeah. which is like,
well,
bar
there's
none
a
the best.
New one with Liam Neeson that's yeah. also now a classic.
No. Don't throw that word around.
It's iconic.
No, I don't know about that either.
It is
either.
High quality.
No. It's. I think you probably are confusing it with the Harry Hamlin version. Maggie Smith is in it.
I thought it was stunning.
Okay. Now you're just being mean.
I've not seen that film.
No. But yeah, it did feel, we passed some of these geothermal features and like the venting, the steam, the gurgle just felt like a hell mouth, essentially. It was like some creature was going to emerge from here mm-hmm. and tell our fortunes.
On the way out, we encountered some other folks coming in. Mm-hmm. Or they had been there.
They'd been there. They walked the other way.
They walked the other way.
We saw them when we parked.
They were friendly. We waved. And I remember they were saying like, okay, it's time to go see the big boy.
And that clearly was
the plan, because that was our plan too yeah. after this, because we were going on to see Old Faithful.
And with that, let's take our first break.
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Okay, so we're playing a new game.
Yeah, this is one we came up with on the trails. And
yes, and we played it the whole time during this trip.
We did.
But it's called Walk Run.
Yes, or walk so blank could run.
Right. It can work in either direction.
Yep.
So what walked so that this thing could run, or this thing walked so that what could run?
Right. So for example, Madonna walked so Britney Spears could run.
Sure. You
sure.
Could say
we
that.
Could say that.
Or yep. that Ariana Grande could run, mm-hmm. or that Lady Gaga could run.
Exactly. There could be multiple answers for the
multiple
run category.
Answers. Yeah. Right.
All right.
Okay. So I've got one for you.
Great.
Thelma and Louise, the film, mm-hmm. walked so that blank could run.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Really?
No, because I hate that film and I don't understand people who enjoy
like
it.
No, I didn't really like it
no,
either.
No, it was dumb. It was like not dumb funny, though. It was just dumb.
We are dividing the gay community right
sorry,
now with
Kristen
these
Wiig.
Commentary. Okay.
No, I'll give you a real one. Sorry.
What's your answer? What is your answer?
What is your answer? So Baby Mama could run.
Oh.
I'm okay. just thinking of female buddy comedies.
Great.
So Sunshine Cleaning could run.
That is not a female buddy comedy. That is like dark.
Welcome to my dark
poignant,
corner.
Good Lord, Sunshine Cleaning. I haven't heard anybody say that since I was like in a scene study class in college. Somebody was like, I have to leave early. I have tickets to see Sunshine Cleaning.
My dark corner.
I think I would say that Thelma and Louise walked so that Romeo and Michelle could run.
Okay. I'll take that.
That's my feeling.
That's fair.
But yeah.
Not
okay,
sunshine
cool.
cleaning. All right.
Lord. Okay. What about
all right.
you?
Dunkaroos walked so blank could run.
Oh, no. I'm going in the other direction.
Okay, great.
No, Fun Dip walked so that oh, Dunkaroos could run.
I love that. That's actually very true. I feel like Dunkaroos walked so that Hummus and PETA could run, because I don't remember that as a child. I don't feel like
hummus
that was,
and PETA.
Hummus and PETA.
I really don't think we got hummus and PETA from our lives of like in like.
I'm gonna give you another answer.
Dunkaroos.
And you can cut this out.
But good Lord, no! I'm leaving it in so that everyone knows.
No, you're yep. cutting it out.
No, hummus and PETA. You said hummus and PETA.
I'm tired. Have you read my water bottle? I'm tired.
Oh my God. I got Mike. I was recently in Provincetown and I got Mike a sticker that said,
hello.
It looks like a name tag and it says, hello, I'm tired. Okay. So what would be your other answer?
My gosh. No, I'm going to give you a brand new one.
Fondue.
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 I guess so.
Dunkaroos walked so that fondue
no, I think it needs
run.
To be so Melting Pot could run.
So Melting Pot could run, yeah. Okay, so Dunkaroos walked so that Chromatica Oreos could run.
So Donna Chromatica could
Donna,
run.
Donna Chromatica.
Yeah, come
Donna,
on.
Donna Chromatica.
Donna Chromatica, mm-hmm. yeah.
Her name is Donna Chromatica.
Donna Chromatica.
Right.
I feel like Dunkaroos was like a gateway into those. I don't think they exist anymore. So maybe they were the first thing. I feel like those cheese sticks. You know what I mean? The they were
oh,
like
those
it was
existed
a,
before Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
I think Dunkaroos ran because of those
cheese
those little,
sticks.
Those little
the
like,
sticks of breadsticks.
The breadsticks
nasty ass cheese.
Uh-huh,
that cheese was disgusting.
It was foul. But did we all eat it?
We did.
So we are driving toward Old Faithful. We're headed south.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's funny because on the map, it looks way closer. But
oh,
like
maps.
Old Faithful is 4.
Yeah, it was like I feel like it was like a 15 to 20 minute drive down there.
Or more.
Yeah, it could have been more.
I felt
more.
Like it was more.
Was it more?
A little more.
Okay.
But when we were driving, we had to also pass another major area.
Right.
And that was?
Grand Prismatic Springs.
And that's the spring that the photos are everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's the spring where like there are all the colors inside of the pool.
Right.
And it's big.
And it's beautiful.
And there's kind of like two ways to see it. You mm-hmm. can like walk a boardwalk to like be on it, mm-hmm. but you don't get any kind of bird's eye view of
no.
it. Or yeah. you can park a little, you can park further down in a different parking lot and do a little hike out to an overlook to look down over it, and that's how you
Get that
would get to see it.
Bird's eye, yeah.
Quote that's unquote. Sort of closer to bird's eye view.
So we knew that later we were going to do that overlook hike. And we wanted to see...
But we also wanted
Prismatic,
to see it up
like
close.
Up close. And this is where we sort of make a little bit of a critical error. And I say that only in the fact that everything worked itself out. It was fine. But we didn't stop. We decided, you know what?
No, we decided to move on. And
we should
to
get
Old
to Old
Faithful.
Faithful because it's early and we don't want it to be packed out. We'll be fine to come back to Grand Prismatic Springs. Foreshadowing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So we chose... We chose.
We chose.
We chose to get ahead with what you did to Emily.
We did.
We chose to not get out here.
Right, at the boardwalk area.
At this boardwalk area.
Or to do the hike to the overlook just yet.
Right. We decided to continue driving on to Old Faithful. And it took us a little while longer, but we did finally get to this area.
Yeah.
And... In the, like, pulling off to the Old Faithful area, it did feel very much like when we have been in Disney World before and are pulling off to go park inside of the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Or park inside of Animal Kingdom yeah. or something like that. It kind of felt this sort of, like, you know, suddenly there are a number
it's
of
resort-y.
Buildings. It feels a little resorty. Not, like, super resorty, but
right.
a little resorty
well,
enough.
If it's a thing that has, like, an off-ramp where you have to cross a bridge over
yeah,
the road.
That's what
like,
we did have
that's
to do.
Sort of what it felt like, which was under construction at the time. So there is some construction projects that have
are
been
still
slated
happening.
And are going on in the park. And part of the reason we couldn't drive the whole upper loop was because of construction. Just things to be aware of when you're planning your trip to Yellowstone. Construction is a thing and it needs to happen because those roads need improvement and because the park is so heavily visited. But anyway, I digress. It did feel very theme parky in our exit here.
It did. It did. We do finally make our way in and we make it to the parking lot, which is close to Old Faithful.
And gigantic.
And gigantic. Yeah.
But we're able to, because
there
there's no one
many
there.
People, we were able to park really close.
Yeah, like we could see
Old Faithful,
Old Faithful
from
the car. Like we there was an unobstructed view. We were parked like right by that first inn that's
now we
close.
Didn't know what this was gonna look like. We weren't sure if Old Faithful was gonna look like, you know, what Grand Prismatic looked like or what the paint pots looked like or whatever. And we weren't sure if it was something we were gonna need to watch from the car.
Right.
Turns out it's not. We were able to park and then around Old Faithful is this like giant boardwalk with all of these benches. Which we could see from the car.
Area.
An observation area.
And this is still pretty far pushed back. The benches and the ring of boardwalk is far enough back from the geyser
certainly.
Itself.
You're not close.
You're not close, but you're a lot closer
you're
than
close
when
enough.
You're in the car or when we were in the car,
right.
for sure. We get there, and keep in mind, it's very early still, and it's very cold. And so there's a conversation that happens.
And what was this conversation like? Why don't you tell... Our friends and family.
I said, oh, so what? We just have to wait now, huh? And your response?
I said, yeah, that's what we have to do. Because the thing is going to erupt when it wants to erupt. So we're going to have to just be here until it does. And then you got this sort of pouty grimace on your face. And I was like, did you really think that we were going to be able to just like roll up and it was gonna just erupt when we like showed up? And you were like, well, yeah, kind of. And I was like, honey, that is not how this works.
Well, that's how magic works, you know. In the sweet spot that I live my life in. And this
and
is why
no.
I just like waiting.
And so
call back,
because we were not able to get onto the app. They had not published
right.
the times that morning.
So there is an app, folks.
There is an app you can check to see when it's going to erupt, because it's called Old Faithful because it's like so dependable.
That's
in,
right.
And it's like eruption patterns. And it typically erupts every 90 minutes. But that could be...
Could be longer, could be shorter.
It could be between 1 hour and 2.5 hours. Usually it's every 90 minutes. And at that time when we were in Yellowstone, it was erupting very consistently.
Yeah.
Things we found out later.
Right.
But we could not get online to see what time it was going to erupt. Right. So we just also had to show up and wait. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this was going to happen. And you were like, but what? And I was like, yeah.
You paint me as more of a diva than I was in that
moment. I luxuriate in this moment because you have few of them. Mm. And you paint me to be one constantly.
This is what gloating looks like, folks. This is our PSA on gloating.
No, I did. You did. Mm-hmm. You did. And I was like, yeah, we're just going to have to sit and wait.
Well, I think also part of it was I didn't want to just sit in the car. And you were like, well, it's freezing out there. So do you really want to sit your ass on a cold bench for 30 to 60 minutes to wait?
I did ask that, yeah.
And I was like, well, kind of. Like, I don't want to just sit in the car. We sat in the car for probably about 10 minutes before it was like,
sure.
Okay, we can get out. Also, there's a bathroom in there and I need to use this. Dusty.
Yeah, there's multiple buildings, right, mm-hmm. around Old Faithful. And so I went into, I think it was called the Old Faithful Lodge. Mm-hmm. It looked like what Disney World had used as inspiration for some of its hotels. Mm-hmm. Because it was very wildernessy lodge, but also fancy and posh a little bit. And so I went in there to use the restroom.
And I sat by the geyser. My biggest fear was I had no service to text Dusty if the geyser started to do something. Now, keep in mind, there is activity that's happening the entire time you're sitting there. It just isn't erupting. So there's...
It's not a full eruption.
There's steam that's billowing out of the vents. There may be some, you know, slight...
Some slight spits
of water. So I'm sitting here and time is just ebbing on by. And I'm like, he's going to miss this eruption. I'm going to sit here. It's going to happen. He's going to be in the bathroom. And then I'm going to have to sit here for another 90 minutes. And I like went into like, oh, God damn it.
Can I tell you, I knew that that was going through your mind at the time, which is why I was taking my time. Mm-hmm.
And you were looking at the gift shop too.
Gift shop was closed.
You were looking through the windows of the gift shop.
And I was looking through the windows
exactly.
in the gift shop.
Uh-huh. So this was definitely like when you did come out and I was like, thank God. Dusty was like, oh, you really should go in. Like once this erupts, let's go back in. Also, I'll probably need to use the bathroom again. So we'll meander our way back into the lodge so you can kind of take a peek. The wait actually wasn't too bad from that point. We're sitting, I think we sat for probably about another 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was not crowded at all. This was actually kind of the best because it was a very small crowd. Eventually what happens is we start to see that things are becoming more active with the geyser. There's more spits. Stuff is starting to bubble up a little bit more, get a little higher, and then...
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
The eruption was so tall. You know, I've seen images of it before, mm-hmm. but it's just...
It is something you have to see.
It's so big.
It is.
And it was, yeah. It's definitely worth stopping and seeing... upon going to Yellowstone.
Yes. With that being said, it was one of the strangest things I think I've done in a national park.
Sure.
Now, we've been on timed tours before, and we've had, you know, to book things. But it is weird to be like, I'm sitting here waiting for this thing to do a thing. And everybody else is... It was cool. I'm not denying that. And it's majestic.
When that happened, yes, I... got a couple of pictures, and yes, I got some video of it. And then I put the phone away and put it in my pocket and just like sat and watched it. But I did turn and see other people, and all they did, they were only watching it through
their phones. Yeah.
I was like, oh, but that's not the same.
No.
Like, I sincerely wish for everyone seeing Old Faithful, just get some quick shots.
Yeah, and then just enjoy it.
And then just enjoy it because it is... unlike anything I've ever seen.
And with that, let's take our next break.
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Joan Jett Boyle.
Joan Jett Boyle. Mm-hmm. I forget where we came up with this.
This was Yellowstone.
We were in Yellowstone, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
But like where, I forget where in the day we were when mm-hmm. we came up with this, but this was such a good name.
Oh, yeah. Well, a Jett Boyle, if you are not a camper, is basically a rocket stove. It's
rocket
a way
stove.
For you to hook up to a small propane tank and have essentially a stove
boiling
on the
water.
Go and to be able to yeah. boil water on the go. So that is what inspired our friend Joan Jett Boyle and brought
Jett
her to life.
Boyle.
So who is Joan Jett Boyle?
I imagine
she
that
a parody of Joan Jett.
It's like Joan Jett, but who needs anger management?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like a furious Joan Jett. Like Joan Jett
so
Boyle
like,
would cover Joan Jett songs, mm-hmm. but they would be like really angry, hard, dark rock.
Mm-hmm.
Version.
So like anger from Inside Out. Who's the actor
yes,
I can't think of
like
right
that.
Now.
Yeah.
But he was on The Daily Show too.
Always boiling.
Yes. Always boiling over. I mean, it's easy to kind of be like, she's just sponsored by Jett Boyle. That's her sponsorship. That's her merch.
That's
she
her
actually,
merch.
You know what? She's got her own freeze-dried camping supply.
Oh, I
merch.
Like that. Yeah.
I do feel like
she's angry about the way people are treating the planet.
Oh, well,
so
obviously.
She wants to, you know, help with that.
Right.
So
they're all vegan pouches of
yep.
food. Vegan Jett Boyle
and
pouches.
All of the pouches
are recyclable.
I was gonna say compostable.
Oh, that's even better.
Even better.
I'm curious how that would work, though.
I really don't know.
Do we have that technology? Because we should develop it.
But let's develop it.
Yeah. For Joan Jett Boyle, we'll do it.
Certainly.
Definitely a lot of fog machine action in her act.
Yes. Yes.
Because how could there not be?
How
she's
could
boiling
not,
over.
She's boiling over.
And there's definitely some like cauldron noises from a spooky Halloween soundtrack that bring her in. That bubbling noise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gosh, that cauldron noise, it just takes me back to like Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. Or the
I'm
Haunted Mansion.
I'm trying to recreate it and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What is her song that she sings?
Well,
is it a Joan Jett song?
We've got like Crimson and Clover mm-hmm. over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I think would be my choice.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, when they say Joan Jett, are like, the only song they can name is I Love Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
But Crimson Clover is my favorite.
Okay. Oh, I do feel like Cherry Bomb would be good.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Bomb would be a good one.
That would
Miss
be great.
Boyle.
I think that might be better.
Yeah.
It's a little angrier.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cherry Bomb.
That one.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Joan Jett Boyle.
So what's great about the Old Faithful area is that Old Faithful is not the only thing to see there.
No.
There are so many other things, natural features to see in this area.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Which is considered to be the Upper Geyser Basin. Also, newsflash, do not skip this.
Oh, God, it was awesome.
Yes.
This was one of my favorite walks we did mm-hmm. in Yellowstone National Park.
And I do feel like a lot of people do skip this.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people coming to see Old Faithful.
They turn right around and get in their car.
the others are just not as impressive. And I'm like, it's not about that. It's
size
not,
doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It's not about comparing them. It's just about look at all of
them.
These cool yeah. things that you don't get in your backyard, wherever you live.
Right.
And they're all here and they're all different. And so like Old Faithful is just one of them.
Right. Exactly.
There are thousands of them.
Right.
And so right here next to Old Faithful, there are hundreds of them.
Right. At least a smattering. I don't know if it's a full hundred, but
I
yes.
don't know. Somebody. someone. I can't possibly.
Anyway, when we do leave the Old Faithful area, we basically walk right to a trail, which is more boardwalk. What a surprise. We're in love. Boardwalk. Right. But there is a path up to an observation point that you can basically climb and see Old Faithful from above.
We did not do this.
No.
Mostly because it was early morning. We'd walked some. We knew we were walking later. And
we had a long hiking day the day before.
We had a long hiking day and we said no.
Yeah.
We didn't want to take that incline.
We did have someone ask us later if we did that and we were like, no. And
they're
like, well, it's really cool if you get a chance. So whatever.
We continued on. We had come onto this boardwalk from the right side of the Old Faithful observation area.
Right.
It's sort of like a C-shaped.
Yes.
When approaching it, it's all the way to the right.
If you do the other way, it is a paved road or a macadam that you would walk on. So we directly went onto the boardwalk.
To the right.
To the right.
So we continue on and that brings us...
Mm-hmm. That brings us along to basically a ton of other geysers in the vein of Old Faithful that some are more frequent eruptors than others. There are some that are along this path that are also timed and like a little bit more regular that you can look on the app for. Again, we didn't have service and the app
and
wasn't
some
updated.
They've built some sitting areas for you to sit and watch.
A lot of the ones that were more frequent eruptors too, which was cool, had signposts that had the name of the geyser, but then they also had two little whiteboards on it and the rangers could write, this geyser will erupt between this time and this time. And they would look obviously like it was frequently changed, which was neat. Later when we were at the gift shop, they also had like a sandwich board out that had like the geysers that were in that upper geyser area
and what all the times.
The times were likely to be. Again, times vary. You may have to sit around and wait because there's no definitive timing there. The geyser basin itself is pretty cool. It's bisected by the Firehole River. Most of the geysers are on the east side of the river, which was the side that we started on. There are a few on the west side of the river.
On the west side of the river.
But not as many, no. The boardwalk here is much more aged than where we were this morning at Fountain Paint Pots. Definitely felt like it hadn't been replaced in a while. I feel like Fountain Paint Pots was like felt more Trexy, and this felt like
wood.
And obviously, any sort of wood in those conditions is just gonna, I feel like, break down very easily.
Break down, split, splinter.
It wasn't like horrendous by any means. And
no, it
the
was
nice
safe
thing
to
is,
walk on.
This was pretty accessible. Like,
oh,
this
yeah.
would be a great thing to do to be able to take a walk with someone maybe in a stroller or in a wheelchair. Whereas
these are very
there's parts of
do.
Yellowstone where that isn't the case. So that is really great about this. And what I really was happy was a possibility.
But Yellowstone is really good about publishing what's fully accessible and what is not.
A lot of the things we saw were different like layers of earth, different colors. There was a lot of like rust color water. There was this beautiful blue, like that was the fascinating thing from an artist's perspective, seeing the changes of color and all of the texture in the ground
was incredible. I have it as saved as like the screensaver on my phone. It's this orange the bottom of a geothermal area that's orange with all this like water runoff. It was gorgeous.
The boardwalk is essentially ours. There's not too many people on it. It's really, really quiet, which was, again, another perk of getting there early. Again, hike early, hike often. So we really got to experience this without almost anyone around. It was awesome because there were signs along the way that gave you also indicators as to how geothermal areas worked. What was the science behind them? Why were some pools specific colors? What was happening in those pools? What sort of things lived there? So it really was, you know, as much as it was a nice trail to walk, it also was sort of an interpretive trail as
well.
It
was. And when it comes to interpretive trails in Yellowstone, I feel like you can't do any of them without walking at least another 15 feet and finding out what a geyser is. Mm-hmm. Again, they make sure that everyone knows what that is.
Right. Aside from geysers that are flat to the ground or where the geyser spout is in a pool, you have these other geysers there, like Giant Geyser and Grotto Geyser, which look as though the geyser spot comes from these gigantic rock formations rather than just an open, clear hole in the ground. Some of those, like Grotto, have really interesting formations to them. From reading the signs, it seems that scientists believe that these geysers may have developed around trees that then, through the eruptions and through the material that was erupted, basically just became like covered and formed this very strange drip castle, sand castle formations mm-hmm. that are there.
They are unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We would stand there and just look at this, you know, all these different geysers and the different paint pots and the different formations and just like get lost in them.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much to see and there's so much to discover about each one.
While walking this path from the boardwalk, it's sort of like one arm of the letter A that would take us to a paved path. You could continue on that paved path or you could jut backwards, back towards Old Faithful Village is what I'm going to call it. And so when we get to Grotto Geyser, which is sort of the end point here on the boardwalk, we do kind of hook that left and head onto the paved path, but kind of immediately jut off. There's another pathway
right off to the right,
which essentially takes us out past a few other geysers and all the way out to what's known as the Punch Bowl, which we had run into some people along this path, and they're like, listen, it's not that far, but definitely make sure you go out to Punch Bowl.
Don't miss the Punch Bowl.
Because it's cool. This wasn't that far, especially thinking about how long we had already walked out to this point to go all the way out there. This was the Witch's Cauldron, the Punch Bowl. It was a raised cauldron type formation
with burping water.
It was the genesis of the Halloween spooky cauldron sound.
Yes.
Totally.
Probably.
1000%. The runoff and the textures in this area are so neat and definitely add to the alien world that is essentially the Upper Geyser Basin.
And like these colors were also kind of reminiscent of the colors that we might see in like a grand prismatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that we would see in a grand prismatic.
Yeah, that's true.
We do hit some other hikers as we head back towards that paved pathway, and we definitely tell them to also make sure to go out to
the Punch Bowl.
That puts us back on this segment of the paved path, which is the other arm of the letter A that's going to take us back to Old Faithful Village. It's a little more active at this time of day. There's some more people on it. It seems like a lot of people probably, if they're staying at the inn, would probably walk this, I feel
like. Well, also, it's getting closer to like 9 a.m. at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we had seen Old Faithful at 7:30.
Yeah.
That was our timing. And so we were getting a little closer to 9 a.m.
Yep.
And as we were walking, I forget who said it to whom, but one of us said like, oh, wouldn't it be so funny if like by the time we got back, it erupted again?
Mm-hmm. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Right. We do keep walking. We're able to see the Old Faithful Inn, which we didn't get a chance to explore, but it's neat just to see the architecture from the outside. We didn't get a chance to go in it.
Yeah.
It is a National Historic Landmark. It's probably worth ducking into if you have the opportunity while you're there. And we pass Castle Geyser on the way back. This is gigantic and one of the few geothermal features on this side of the river. The cool thing about it is many of the predictable geysers, like I was saying earlier, have these whiteboards. But Castle Geyser's whiteboard read this, and this is from the Ragers. Quote, Castle Geyser is going through some changes. While we wait to see patterns in its new behavior, it will be less predictable, end quote. So that was kind of a nice note, just so you weren't waiting, especially if you were expecting that. And again, some geysers might not erupt for years.
Might not erupt for years.
And sometimes it's a surprise when
they
do.
Some erupt every 5 minutes.
Right.
Some are just constantly erupting.
Be sure to check out the app when you get a chance. It wasn't on the NPS app proper at the time we were there, right?
No, it's on the Yellowstone app.
Right. I don't know if that's going to migrate over.
I think the plan is for it to do that.
So as Dusty said, we did mention, you know, wouldn't it be neat if, you know, we saw the geyser erupt again, if we saw Old Faithful. And as we're getting closer, we notice there are a ton of people at Old Faithful.
At least now
it is
two
crowded.
Times as many people as we saw.
Crowded. We are pretty close at this point, and lo and behold,
ta-da,
off it goes again.
Eruption, like right at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What's so funny is that it erupts on the hour or on the half hour, or it was when we were there,
right.
Like right at 7:30, right at 9 o'clock.
Right.
So
timely.
Funny. Timely.
Delicate. And,
that was extraordinary to see it from this perspective this
right
time.
We were at a totally different side, and it was just neat to that's the magic I was looking for
right
earlier. That's
when you just walk upon
when
it
we just
and
walk
there
upon
it,
and there it is. So that's what I hope for in life.
Yeah.
Just that sort of magic.
I know you do, because you are romantic at
that's
heart,
right,
at all times.
Uh-huh. Dark and romantic.
That's true.
We do get a chance to duck into the visitor center.
Well, let's talk about this
we
moment.
Have to beat the
we
stampede.
Did want to go
right,
and we were like, to go now.
Right.
We have to go now or else
while people are distracted.
It started to die down, and then everyone else also said, oh, we need to go now because this thing opened at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sprinting to get inside. We did. We got inside with like the 100 other people, then soon became like 500 people behind us in line.
Right.
But yeah, we got in and we walked around the gift shop there and also walked around the museum there.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Because we had big plans for the rest of our day.
And also there were a lot of people in there, so
it's
we didn't want to be inside for too long.
After scoping things out, getting what we needed, we headed off to the rest of our big and unexpected adventure for that day at Yellowstone National Park.
Let's put the Upper Geyser Basin on the Karen Stone scale.
I'm going to say it is a 3, because while it's mostly flat, it was an unexpectedly long walk. And I do think there is definitely some, not taxing, but it's just longer than I thought it would be. What would you give it?
I'm also going to give it a 3.
Great.
Because not for like, you know, being physically taxing at all,
mm-hmm,
but just for distance.
Yeah. And with that, let's end this episode with some Jeopardy style trivia. Why don't you go first?
All right. So I was inspired by how much you love waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And this category is called the wait.
Okay.
And wait is in quotation marks.
Great.
You have to identify the film or song with the word wait in it.
Great.
Just the title. That's mm-hmm all you got.
Waitress.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. For 100.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of high schoolers from all different groups end up at one final party at one house. Starring Jennifer Love Hewitt and Lauren Ambrose, this movie got played on TNT over and over again, and it made me rethink if I wanted to be locked inside of a bathroom with Seth Green.
What is Can't Hardly Wait?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 200.
The beer has gone bad.
This is the film that gives us the famous gif of Angela Bassett lighting a car on fire and walking away.
Mm, my favorite gif. What is Waiting to Exhale?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 300, this Kevin James vehicle sitcom follow-up to King of Queens got such low ratings that they decided to kill off the wife character to make room for a Leah Remini return, while also serving as the premise for the show Kevin Can Fuck Himself, starring Annie Murphy on A&E.
What is Waiting for Scientology?
Ooh, incorrect. Well, I don't ever want to be waiting for that. The answer is Kevin Can Wait.
Oh, and I didn't realize that that was the premise.
Oh my God, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, that's... So, the wife on Kevin Can Wait,
uh-huh,
the ratings were so low, they killed her off to make room for Leah Remini to uh-huh come back, or to come onto the show.
Uh-huh.
And so the creators of Kevin Can Fuck Himself were like, oh, wouldn't that just be interesting if we saw all of this from the wife's perspective? So that's sort of what inspired the creation of that show.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Great.
Which, you know, in the show, Kevin can fuck himself. Any scenes with Kevin look like a multi-cam sitcom, mm-hmm. and any scenes without him look like any scenes where it's just her, mm-hmm. just Allison, it's like a single cam dark dramedy. Mm-hmm. Now, like, they're not referencing Kevin Can Wait ever. Mm. It's just the inspiration what inspired this.
Got it.
It's really good.
Okay.
Okay, for 400, this is probably the only hit song you or anyone can name by Richard Marx.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Whatever you do, wherever you are, I'll be waiting for right here.
Nope.
Right
here waiting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And for 500.
Great. Not my finest category. Hello, I'm tired.
This play by Samuel Beckett ushered in the theater of the absurd genre with his five-character play about the anticipation of a visitor who, spoiler, never arrives.
Waiting for Godot.
Correct.
Godot.
Or as they say in Britain, Godot.
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 Great. All right. Lovely. Waiting. Mine is titled Yellowstone Gift Shops, and in this, I will be giving you a description of a gift shop that you would find in West Yellowstone that is punny and based off of a feature or landmark in the Yellowstone area.
I'm ready.
Your first stop when exiting the park is to get a manicure. After the last town you were in had nary a beauty shop, you decide to treat yourself at this nail salon, which is aptly named after this juncture point on the lower Yellowstone Loop along the shores of Yellowstone Lake. It may also be a way to describe what an Idahoan might stick out to hitchhike to the Pacific.
What is the Thumb Salon?
Oh, you're very close. So if it is an Idahoan trying to go to the Pacific, they are sticking out their what thumb? What direction?
Well, it depends on what's, are they facing north or south?
If they're trying to go to the Pacific from Idaho.
They're going west. The west thumb?
That's right. West thumb is a feature in Yellowstone. You got
Didn't know that, but okay, great.
Great. At Tina's House of Tin, a store dedicated to artwork made from license plates of many of the visitors to Yellowstone National Park over the years, you find many intriguing designs, but the one that catches your eye most is a silhouetted buffalo made from this state's license plate with the slogan, Big Sky Country.
What is Montana?
That's correct. Very good. For 300, when you start walking around town, you notice this patio shop, which shares its name with a part of the Mammoth Springs complex. Along with a recreation of the namesake within the park, there are statues to, no, not the Greek god of wisdom, handicraft, the arts, and later war, but the Roman one, hence the name of the patio store.
Oh, God. No.
Yes, I'm tired.
Oh, Minerva?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Minerva, I'm tired. You did that.
I did.
You got me to get it like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, Minerva, I'm tired.
So it's not just Minerva. So Minerva's, if it's a patio store, what would be another name for a patio?
Oh, Lanai. Minerva's no. Lanai. Minerva's deck. Minerva's...
This is a feature of the Mammoth Springs complex.
Oh, I don't know.
What is Minerva's Terrace?
Oh, Minerva's Terrace. There we go. I feel like a terrace has to like also be like have a balcony.
I guess so. I was trying to, you know, I'm trying to be crafty.
I know you're trying to be crafty. Also, I do have to say, yes, Minerva, I'm tired is from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Okay.
Starring Brandy and Whitney Houston.
All right, for 400. Upon entering into Wyoming Wonders, a confectioner and cafe whose desserts are named after famous Wyoming landmarks and people, you gander first at the Teton Trefoil and then at the Buffalo Bill Bread Pudding before selecting this tiramisu, which is sculpted with rough-hewn edges all the way down and named for this monument in the eastern part of the state.
The eastern part of Wyoming?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was also featured in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and it was a space that we hoped to visit but couldn't swing at.
Oh, was it Devil's Tower Tiramisu?
That's correct. The Devil's Tower Tiramisu.
Great.
There you go.
Also, I haven't seen Close Encounters, but I will.
But you will. All right, and for 500. After such a sweet dessert, it's time for a trip to the local watering hole in town to have a few drinks before heading back to your hotel. Since your sweet tooth has been activated, you've taken to try two of their signature drinks, the Super Volcano, their take on a lava flow, and a muddy paint pot, sort of like a mudslide. It's clear to you that these drinks are signature ones because the bar shares its name with a canyon whose walls were carved by lava over time and remain a popular swimming or watering hole within the park to this day.
What is Fire Hole Canyon?
That's correct! And that is West Yellowstone Gift Shops.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Middlesex County, New Jersey.